Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello Buglers, it's producer Chris. This is Top Stories. Now, back in 2009, President Obama's ambitious healthcare plans were the topic of hot discussion. But despite his heroic goals, the president was snubbed by the US TV networks, who had far more important issues on their agendas. This is Bugle 83, Obama. Pay for this or you'll all die.
Top story this week, healthcare.
Let me interrupt you, John. The top story this week is England beat Australia at Lords in the Test match.
No!
For the first time since 1934,
John. You were so close.
We didn't just break that 75-year hoodoo. We smashed it like a porcelain honeymoon memento figurine in a divorcing couple's final argument. What a day for our nation, John. The greatest day in British history. How can you lead with any other story than that? You seem to have lost touch with this country, John.
You were so close to just not letting it affect this, just separating this part of your life from cricket, but you couldn't do it. Top story this week, healthcare or health couldn't give a shit. Obama's almost comically ambitious aims as president continued this week, Andy, with healthcare. His aims are now so heroic. I feel he should deliver every press conference in a flowing blonde wig with his shirt open and a wind machine just blowing his hair back.
Now, what, a kind of white snake look?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. In fact, I believe they patented that look, so you would have to pay some money to White Snake. But, you know, that's capitalism.
Yeah, I'd be interested. A member of White Snake has never been president of America. That's the next barrier for America to confront.
It sure is. Now, and everyone in America knows that healthcare is the political live wire. You do not touch it. Look at what it did for Clinton. When he tried to fix it, he played brinksmanship with Congress, saying, look, we either do this properly or not at all. To which they said, oh, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right, Bill. Let's not do it. See you later. And by later, I mean your impeachment hearing. The political rule since Truman seems to be that you can talk about it. You can even express how sad it is that nothing's been done about it. But you absolutely cannot then go and actually try to do something about it. That is the worst kind of suicide. But Obama, the daredevil president, strapped on a crash helmet this week, climbed into a cannon, and shot himself onto the podium of a live primetime press conference. Now, how big a priority is healthcare, Andy? Well, it's a sixth of the American economy, but let's look at how the TV networks responded to this press conference. The White House were initially forced to move the press conference forward an hour from when they originally scheduled it, so they wouldn't go up against NBC's America's Got Talent, who had a highly anticipated appearance from Susan Boyle, or that they wouldn't clash with ABC's Wipeout, the game show where contestants get knocked into pools of water by inflatable objects. And even with the earlier time...
Surely Wipeout, that's just an allegory for the fragile nature of human health.
Well, that's true. That is true. And how, you know, it's important to have the cushioning equipment.
Yeah, because otherwise, you know, your virus, your bacteria...
Exactly.
...is going to come along and knock you into a pool of death.
Exactly. So they were really using that as something to go out and continue the conversation afterwards.
Yeah.
But even with this earlier time, Fox opted not to take the press conference at all and instead showed a new episode of So You Think You Can Dance. And that... And that wasn't a healthcare-themed episode, Andy.
Really?
Either. That wasn't an episode where the contestants see if they can dance after long-needed knee surgery. So you think you can dance? Good luck. You need to stay off that for at least 5 weeks.
I don't fully understand American healthcare, John. It does seem that there's some debate over whether it makes economic sense for large proportions of the population to die in incredible pain due to being unable to afford not to. I mean, I guess that, you know, comes down to just the bare-bald economics of it at the end of the day.
I mean, capitalism would say that, yeah, large amounts of people dying or living in complete pain, constant pain, is a real bargain for the consumer. And so, you know, it's supply and demand.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because there are a lot of concerns about proposals to tax the rich to pay for poor people to die a bit less,
yeah,
or, you know, at least a bit less painfully. Yeah. And the hardline Republican Senator Scruton McCoop, he said, what's the point in being rich if you can't sit in a massive armchair thinking about poor people writhing in agony on the floors of their trailers with a burst stomach ulcer or something? It's supposed to be the land of the free, not the land of the well.
He's got a point. It's a horrible point, but, you know, he has got one.
Yeah, I mean, admittedly, he doesn't exist, but, I mean, that doesn't undercut what he says.
But if he did, that would be a horrifying thing to say.
Awful.
But, Andy, on the other hand, CNN interrupted their Black in America 2 programming, so it seems that we can deduce that healthcare in America is less important than people getting nut shots from inflatable boxing gloves or dancing to La Vida Loca, but more important than black people. So, at least we all know where we stand.
I thought there was supposed to be change. So there's 72 million, I read, uninsured or underinsured in America, which I think it's got to be a good start, hasn't it? Because surely if you're uninsured, there's a very great incentive to look after yourself and live a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
Otherwise you're going to think, you know, if you have got insurance, surely people just think, hey, why not I get my money's worth? Let's get a disease.
And every day's a gamble. You know, it's the excitement of a casino. Obama's tone during the press conference reflected the sense of real urgency over this issue and shifted from his signature warm positivity to outright threats this time, saying, if we don't act, 14,000 Americans will lose their health care every day. And it wasn't clear if this was naturally happening or whether that was something that he was going to do. I'm telling you, people, every 6 seconds, someone loses their coverage, then simply standing back, looking at his watch and saying, your move, punks. Oh, and if you don't come around, I'm going to send you a finger in the post from someone you love. In 6 months, he's gone from Captain McHopeface to Tony Soprano. This is his new sales technique. With the current system this bad, you can't afford not to support national healthcare reform. And his new slogan, buy this or you're dead.
He also said, there's no reason that we Americans should be paying 50% more than every other advanced nation on Earth and not be any healthier. And to me, John, that's a real misunderstanding of what it means to be American. Surely overpaying wildly to no obvious advantage is really what it means to be an American. I mean, they've paid America at least 10,000% more than Switzerland on nuclear weapons, but over the last 60 years, they've both fired exactly the same number of nuclear weapons in combat. Surely that's even worse value.
It's worse.
Can you explain to me, as a layman, a neutral, I'm half on the side of the Americans, I'm half on the side of the diseases who've got just as much right in a free country to go about their business. Why is it that opinion is turning against Obama's plans? I haven't really tried to understand, but I reckon I wouldn't, even if I did.
Well, no, that little microcosm is exactly why.
Right, I see.
Yeah.
I've answered my own question.
And also, it doesn't help that it's very badly timed. He decided to hold this national press conference at a time when there is no plan. So he could try and explain a plan that doesn't exist and which he can't talk about the hypotheticals of without jeopardising the negotiations that are going on at the moment. So it really was just a man standing on stage giving meaningless allegories and saying, it's important that we're all healthy, right? Right? Can I get a witness? Testify.
There does seem to be a lot of vested interest, John, and as the debate goes on, those interests are really ripping open their shirts to show just quite how vested they are underneath. I mean, there's some real proper kind of Glaswegian vests going on there.
One Republican has reportedly said that the issue could be Obama's Waterloo, because presumably it involves a lot of horses, Prussians and dead bodies. I don't know what else he could mean by that. Maybe it means it's going to be his iconic popular hit. Who knows? The Republicans have been lining up to demolish Obama's proposals, but at the same time haven't come up with any of their own. And apparently there's a good reason for that, and that's that any other ideas would just confuse people. Republican Representative Roy Blunt said, "Our bill is never going to get to the floor, so why confuse the focus?" He's right, Andy. What's the point? Oh, and while we're at it, why invest in education as well? We're all going to die eventually. Might as well just lie down and let the worms get a head start. He is a sulky teenager, Representative Blunt. I bet he's painted his congressional office black and slams the door whenever he doesn't get his way. I wish I was never elected!
Amongst Obama's proposals, some of which haven't been fully revealed to the public, as you say, are a new home self-surgery helpline, recorded messages to talk low-income ill people through their own kitchen table operations, also free plastic toy doctor's kits for all inner-city urban teenagers to reinforce the importance of healthcare, and show how cool stethoscopes are. Better than skateboards any day, I'd say. Look out for Tony Hawk's Stethoscope Mayhem on the PlayStation next year. Checking people's thoraxes has never been so exciting. And also fixed penalties of up to $20,000 for anyone who dies due to ill health before the age of 85. That's surely got to be a good incentive. Got to hit people where it hurts, in their pockets, John. Yeah. In their dead pockets.
Although President Obama is leading the drive to reform, he's been very careful to spread the responsibility wide out to Congress too. Again, wary of what happened with Clinton when the music stopped and he was left holding a pile of shit. Obama said, "This debate is not a game. This isn't about me. I have the best healthcare insurance in the world." And it's true, Andy. Not only does he have a doctor following him around all the time, he also has snipers on roofs picking off suspicious-looking microbes that come anywhere near him, and Secret Servicemen diving in front of any piece of spittle which goes near him during a particularly close conversation. And in a surprise move, even Walmart came out in favour of compulsory healthcare provision by employers. This was a particular shock because Walmart has yet to come out in favour of the concept of health. They like people to be weak and vulnerable.
It's interesting. America spends 16.2% of its GDP on healthcare, John. Mm. That is around about twice as much as most other OECD countries, which probably explains why they can't afford to invade China at the moment. I don't understand how it can be so much. But someone must be making a f*** of a lot of money out of it.
That's, again, Andy, you're answering all the questions that you're posing here.
Oh, good.
Someone is making it. It's not just someone, though. It is a number of someones who are making a f*** of a lot. I mean, currently, America's system is a complicated mix of competing insurance plans, both government and private, but this competition is basically them trying to pass off costs to the other party. They're essentially competing to see who doesn't have to pay for you to be healthy. It's like the most depressing custody battle in court. Parents deciding who gets to not have the child. Or a game of pass the parcel with you being the deeply unwanted parcel. And one of the reasons why America's system is as bloated and flawed as late-period Marlon Brando is the many financial incentives for doctors. Take that, Brando.
You're really sticking it to your fellow film stars these days, John.
That's right, because his career in film is probably about as alive as mine. There's many financial incentives for doctors to take on more patients and add more expensive tests for all of them. You know, everything they do just gets put on the insurance. So Obama raised this issue of doctors seeing people with sore throats and then just taking their tonsils out unnecessarily as it pays more. And a doctor appeared on the news afterwards to refute this claim, saying, "Actually, you don't get that much for tonsil removal, so that's a bad example." That is not refuting the claim. That's providing more evidence for it. If you really want to hit gold, you want to lop out a kidney. Those things can really make it rain. Know what I'm saying? I had a 2-week holiday in the Dominican Republic on the back of one of those beauties.
Thanks for listening, Buglers. This has been the 126th top story. So don't complain if there's not enough for you. Go back, listen to the rest, or get something off your chest with Catharsis. Go to thebuglepodcast.com for more information.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince.
Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.